Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind, and it's a beautiful day, brisk, but beautiful. You know, I think every day is beautiful, don't I? Hallelujah. God is good to us, you know, because we do have some nice, pretty decent weather. You know, we're not slushing around today. We thank God for those that are present with us today. Mostly we thank God for those of you that listen and those that listen on a continual basis. We want to thank you. I wish we could thank you in person, or, you know, we could just talk. I can thank you from 347-857-3925. I could thank you there. How about that? See? We can still take a live touch here. We can have a live touch here. Just call in. All right, 347-857-3925. I'd love to hear from you. See just how you're doing and how the weather is where you are also. Bless God. And how the year doing you so far? You just got into a new year. I'd like to know, how are you doing in this new year? Have you kept your resolutions, or you done gave them up already? My, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, do you think God wants us to run around looking like sad sack all the time? I don't think no time, because he said that he gave you joy. When he came, he gave you joy, and he wanted your joy to remain and be full. Huh? Remain and be full. Does that sound like he wants you to look like sad sack all the time? Well, you know, I enjoy my salvation. You know, I don't endure it. I enjoy it because I learned that whatever state I am, to be content. Hallelujah. Anyhow, God is good, isn't it? Now, though it's cold, though you may be doing okay, but there's a few people that is not doing okay today. And our heart is saddened by the turn of events, pardon me, the turn of events that is going on in this area, this part of the world, you know, and other parts also. But right now we are concerned about our area, our part of the world. That is, you know, the enemy has just almost taken complete control, but we have to stop him. Prayer warriors, we have to put a stop to it. Step up your prayer life, okay? So many crazy, uncharted things are happening all over the place. And it looks like, let's say the people have gone crazy, but all it is the devil is on the rampage. He know that his time is not long, that Jesus is about to make his entrance. And when Jesus say, okay, it's time now, let's cut it all out, you know. And he know his time ain't long, and he ain't got a prayer. The devil don't have a prayer, okay? So listen, we want to instill a little faith in those of you today that are going through. We're going to start with a strange name I can't hardly pronounce, so don't hold me to it if I mispronounce it. Deseda. We praying for Deseda at this time. I don't know if it's a man or woman. Bless God. They just say pray for Deseda. Have cancer. and they getting ready for an operation to go into the operating room. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this person. They didn't relate to which one they were, but nevertheless, you still know who they are, and you can touch them today and cancel that assignment of cancer from their life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and we thank you for it right now. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are also praying today for Mr. Register. That's his name, Mr. Register, who just been transferred to the Gainesville Hospital. I don't know the ailment or whatever the problem is, but we are praying for him that everything come out all right in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord God, you made him. Lord, you know all about him in Jesus' name. Father, we are praying for another name I'm having trouble with, but I know this is a young lady named Miss, I'm going to say Miss Youngblood. I can pronounce that part of her name. She had an accident and caused a young man to be killed, and she just went to pieces. They had to hospitalize her. Now, you know, if it was you, you probably would have had to go there too. So we are praying for her. Her mother asked for prayer for her daughter. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch Miss Youngblood right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, also touch the parents of the young man that got hit, the little young kid that got hit. Father, in Jesus' name right now, God, they need your help right now in the name of Jesus. And we count it done today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we ask you to touch Talbert, Father, right now at this hour, who had an operation on his stomach. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, cancel that assignment that was sent to Talbert right now in Jesus' name. Touch and deliver him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We take nothing less than a miracle. We give you all the praise and honor and glory for all you're doing. Father, we want to thank God for just a small, but you know, every small one is large to the people who's concerned. The little baby, Raymond Jr., went home from the hospital. He's had 4 operations on his heart since he was born. He's just 1 year old, people. And we've been praying for him, and God has saw fit to let him do better and have to go home with his parents. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Anyhow, my God, my God. He had a bad start, you know, and let's keep Raymond in prayer that he will continue to mend, all right? Praise God. We are also praying for Dale Brown there in Virginia. Also, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask you to touch her body right now in Jesus' name, Lord God. Lord, she suffered so long. Father, it's time now for her to rise up and walk. Lord God, let it be so today. Give her the miracle that she's expecting in Jesus' name. And we count it done. Father, we ask you to touch Johnny Whitted, who had cancer, Father, there in Ponciana, Florida. Lord, touch him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. He's already confessed that the devil is a lie, and he's depending on God to handle this case. And he say, it's already done. Now, when you show faith like that, something's got to happen. Something's got to happen. Yes, it is. Got to happen. And I'm waiting for the results now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are still praying for Prophet Eric Lloyd in Brunswick, Georgia, who's had a stroke, which had he had to have a pacemaker and a fluburator or whatever that thing is they put in your heart or somewhere. And he is a singing prophet. And, you know, it's kind of a hassle when he can't do none of what he's best at. Praise God, because he's a little preaching person. And we pray for him that he will have complete recovery, that he may do something for the Lord, with ease, of course, but he can be able to do something. It just shows you how the devil is just keep plopping up on God's people. Mm-hmm. We're still praying for a young man, Riker. We're still praying for him. Who had a stroke and in a coma. And we're going to pray until we hear that he's out of that coma. And we want you to help us pray also, Father, in Jesus' name. Remember him now. Go into Pine Hills and remember him right now, Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you for it today, God. Lord, we were asked to pray for a dear friend of mine, Apostle Veronica Graham, and her mother died this week. She was 93, and she's on her way to the Bahamas, you know, to bury her mother. So we asked him for, she asked for prayer. So we're asking you to help us pray. Glory be to God for her as she journeyed there in Jesus' name. And may she have a safe flight in the name of Jesus. We thank God for what God is doing right now. How about you? We're still praying for Mary Withers there in Brunswick, Georgia, also who broke her pelvic. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray till we hear something, God, that she is healed and she's on the road to recovery. In Jesus' name we pray. We're still praying for Jimmy Howard there in Jacksonville also, that, you know, have water around his heart. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, keep him encouraged, Father God. We know he's a young man that likes to be able to work and take care of his family, and this is kind of get him a little depressed. But, Father, we know you can lift him up today where he belongs. Touch his body. Make him every whit whole, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we just thank you for touching these people right now. Lord, we also keep our own Bishop Baltimore in prayer, Father God. Cover him wherever he is, whatever country he's in at this time, whether it's here in America or he's crossed the water somewhere. Father, we ask you to take care, Lord, and keep his angels always by his side in Jesus' name. We give you praise for it. Lord, I just thank you for touching all your pastors all over, the ones that are going through, Father God, these great trials and tribulations. We ask you to touch them and their family. Keep their minds stayed on you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for it. And we thank you for the people that are praying for them and for us also. Yes, all our faithful listeners that are praying for us, we thank God for those warriors today. We need them to make and carry on. Amen. We thank God for Sister Diane being with us today in the flesh. Praise God. We thank God for Deacon Mike being with us today in the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, God is doing a wonderful, wonderful work. Glory be to God, I tell you. You know, Bishop had the privilege to go and talk with the mayor of Apopka, Florida, I think that's it. And Orange, he's an Orange County mayor there. And he had the privilege on last night to do that. And he's just tickled pink about that, praise God. Amen. Opportunities is opening up because now he can talk. Y'all know he can talk. Yes, he can. They may not want to hear, but he'll talk. He'll tell them about the Lord. Yes, he will. And we thank God for it. You know, it was a delight to know that he's in the company of people that of that status so that he can help the people in a community. That's what it was all about. All right. Bless God. We're going to give you a word today. Mm-hmm. It's a lengthy little word, but it's a word nevertheless. What is talent but originality rubbed in resourcefulness? What is success but effort draped in determination? What is achievement but a dream dressed in work clothes? What is accomplishment but ability stripped of its doubts? What is life but a series of opportunities masked as difficulties? Ah, now that's a good one, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So you remember that. I like the bottom part. What is life but a series of opportunities masked as difficulties? See, the difficulties that you have, they just mask as an opportunity. You take those difficulties and make an opportunity out of them. You can get something out of everything, can't you? Hallelujah. God is good to us, you know. Now, today I'm going talk to you. It's going to be a little, you may not understand it, and yet you may. You could, because I'm going to try to break it down best I can so that you can understand. How about that? Is that all right? All right. I'm going to start with the book of Amos, the Old Testament. Pardon me. You know, the cold weather makes you start sniffling a little bit, you know. So if I sniffle every now and then, don't get upset, all right? Now, we're going to start with Amos, the 9th chapter. This is where I am in the Old Testament, and I will start at the 11th verse. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, the 12th, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, said the Lord that does this. All right. We leave there, Amos, went to Amos, and we're going to talk about, notice one word that I mentioned in the 12th verse about the remnant. Now, when we leave there and we go all the way, we'll go to, let's see, I believe it is Ezra. We'll go to Ezra and see what Ezra is saying about that situation, about the situation of the remnant. Okay, that's where we are headed at this time, and that's the 9th chapter, Ezra, Old Testament, 8th verse. He says, and now for a little space grace had been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. Give us a little reviving in our bondage. He's going to say something, huh? Now, you know, I sit here and I begin to think about that fact. God always leaves something. Do you see what I'm saying? He leaves something to testify of something that had happened, of has been going on. Would you say, see what I'm saying? There's always something left. Now, you may say, well, I don't see what's left. But there's always something left. If you sit down long enough and think about what's happening, think about Job. Let's go to Job right now, huh? Now, all of Job's family, just by everybody was wiped out there. All his children, his cattle, everything was gone. But there was one somebody that came from each house and reported and said, they're all gone and I only am left. See? So somebody had to stay and tell the story, didn't he? Now, I thought about something. I was thinking about today, and all we hearing about right now is our president's farewell speech. Is that right? But this is what we're hearing about. And everybody, even the agnostics that couldn't stand him because of his color and call him all kind of names, disrespected him and everything, even they're saying, I have to admit he was a good president. What? See? Now, they got to, listen, when God is at work, you got to admit it. No matter if you had to bite your tongue, okay, you got to admit it. And so there are other people that had gone borderline on worshiping him. Hear me now. There are others that borderline on him worshiping, people worshiping him. Okay? Now, that's a wrong thing. All right? But, you know, they loved him to that point. You see, this is what we do today. Sometimes people love their pastors so much that they borderline to worshiping them. And you can only worship God. That's the only person you are to worship. Do you hear what I'm saying? I don't care how good they are, what they do, or how they do it. There's still, you have to be careful, very careful, not to begin to put them on a pedestal. You see what I'm saying? Because they all have faults and failures, and they're not perfect yet. They have flaws. But you don't let the flaws stop you from loving them. Do you see what I'm saying? Everyone, think when you think about it, we all have to have a flaw. Do you see what I'm saying? You say, why you say that? Because remember now, Saul, who turned name was changed to Paul, he had a flaw. You say, what you mean he had a flaw? Now, other than that, he would be called a perfect apostle of Christ, wouldn't you? But because God left one little thing in him to keep him humble, to let him know that he was still just a man that God was using. There's always something left to remind us of who we are and what we should be doing. There's always something to remind you also of who God is, all right, to man. Because man can get off so quick. I'm all this and a bag of chips too. And how can you say that when God made you? How can you be above your maker? That's not possible, is it? It ain't possible, even though they think it is. It ain't possible. You can remind me. But we have a lot of, let's call the residue. We're going to talk about the residue today. What's left? Something that's left. That's what we're going to talk about. Just something that's left. What's left today? You have your president that's going out. But now, America usually have one coming in, so that would be what's left, wouldn't it? But when you think about it, what remains? What's remaining from that? I begin to tell some people, we was talking, and I was telling about this prophecy, this woman in India, a prophet in India, before they died, had prophesied and wrote all this down. That there wasn't going to be no president after this Afro-American one. It's what they wrote down. And they wrote this down years and years and years ago before President Obama was a president, I don't know if he thought of it, but whatever. Okay? Now, you saying, well, if not, what do we have left? What's left? We had a beautiful time, so to speak. I know we had ups and downs and a little rowdy people, a little people off the beaten path and everything. We had all of this. We had some of the past appeal, you know, with their same little old hatred remarks and what have you, name calling, all of this stuff. But yet you don't, you did the name calling, but you don't want no name calling. We got people that's hating people that are different. Mm-hmm. And if they're different, there's still a chance for them to be come into the kingdom of God. They still have that chance as long as there's life. So don't give them up yet just because they are different. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to call sin sin no more. See, we done got off the track, huh? And we are no more on the track, so what's left, huh? And I can tell you what's left is the word of God is what's left. That's what we got, hmm? That's what you got left. Now, what you're going to do with it is something else altogether, see? You don't want to face the fact of who you are. You in sin. Everybody say, don't call Sam in sin because I'm not in sin. Well, what are you doing when you go against the word of God? That's all I want to know now. It's just time to talk about it. I'm just talking about it now. I'm just asking a question here. Now, do you know? Huh? What are you looking for? Huh? If you go against the word of God, you either don't believe it or you got out of it. You know, a lot of people, when they go to college, they change their mind, change their faith and all of this stuff. And then they go off to seminary school. When they come back, they don't believe in God no more. And I want to know, what was they teaching them? You're supposed to go there to learn more about God, and you go there and find out, say, there ain't no God. So something is a little wrong here. Do you see what I'm saying? What's left? Huh? If you can't go to seminary school and you dedicate your life to God and you go to seminary school and when you come back you don't believe in the God you left there with, what's left? Hmm? Sin. Huh? Because what did the Bible say? The Bible say a fool is said in his heart, there is no God. Now, that's what the Bible says. Is that you? Is this what's left? Huh? You have lost everything that you started out with. You have destroyed your foundation. See, when you left home to go to these different places, establishments, you left with a foundation. Your parents or somebody had built a foundation about God, Jesus Christ, had built that to you. But as soon as you left, it's gone. Huh? You left home, and what you did? Left Jesus at home. Everything else looks beautiful. Everything looks like gold, look prosperous, huh? And I would ask you, well, what do you have left? Huh? Because when you left there, you had everything that you needed to go, oh, mother, I'm not going to forget. Oh, no, papa, I'm not going to forget. I know Jesus, and I'm going to keep Jesus. Oh, I heard him say it. I'm going to keep Jesus. That's what you said. But what devil convinced you that he was greater? Hmm? Or did he come in the fashion of a sheep? Doesn't matter now, okay? The fact of the matter is that you have left what you were supposed to retain. Hmm? See what I'm saying? See how we get all twisted? Now, listen, I'm going back to from Amos to Acts. Acts the 15th chapter, I'm going to read, say the same thing that Amos said. He said, after this, I will return and will build again, this is what the Lord is saying, the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. See, and the 17th said, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. In other words, what's left? What does residue mean? That which remains after a part is taken. What's remained? Now, somebody took what you had, which is the devil. Satan, if you want to be political or whatever, the correct Satan took what you had. Okay? Now, we've got to do, cipher through the ashes to find what's left. He said that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. And all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, said the Lord, who doeth all these things. God got a plan here now. For the residue of what's left. See, it looked like there's nothing left, but it may be just the ashes. The fire may be gone and the ashes are left. So therefore, we can take those ashes, start all over. He can rebuild where those ashes are. Do you see what I'm saying? Do y'all know that? Do you believe that today? Do you want to be rebuilt in the first place? He is willing to do it. He's going to do what? It's done fallen. You fell from grace. If you fall from grace, don't stay down. The Bible says if you fall seven times you get up. Don't care how many times, you still get up. Say, God, I need your strength. I got to stand. And you get on up. Some people are just that weak. They keep falling. I know, and we'll get tired when they start doing all that falling. We keep falling and keep falling. Say, hey, listen, I'm tired picking you up. You know, we get really impatient. But if God say when they fall seven times and seven times and get up, we should be patient enough to pick them up seven times. You see? But the human mind is unable to comprehend this. See? You get tired quick. It's like a person is sick. A lot of people get tired. And it's like it's after a funeral. You know, this is something I purposed in my heart to do. If I'm a family friend or something or somebody I know, it's the funeral. They have a funeral. You know, you can do all the whatever. And then it's after the funeral what's going to be the hardest part for the person. You see, all the people are gone, all the fanfare, food, and everything is gone. Now they need somebody. See, a residue of love. A residue of love and patience to go with them, talk to them, listen to them, talk about their loved one that passed. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, everybody don't want to talk to nobody. But they'll find out they're less depressed if they find somebody that can listen to them, talk about that loved one. That's all. Just have a listening ear. That's the residue of love that you have. That's what you got left for it. You've attended the funeral with them. You've seen their pain and their grief, their sorrow, their crying and their weeping and their moaning and everything. And now they're in a depressed state, so now they need you more. But instead of people coming, what do? They go off and say, well, you know, Sister Mary gone. But that person needs somebody now more than it did when you was there at the funeral. because they had a whole lot of sales liars and all, telling lies. Oh, honey, she was so good. And you know you couldn't. I mean, people get to funerals lie, the preacher lied too, putting them in heaven, and they lived a terrible life. Hated people. Did all kind of things against people. Didn't repent. Notice I say didn't repent now. Now, if they repent, that you know, things change. Did you hear them repent? Did you lead them to Christ before they died? Now, how they go? Where they going? They ain't go to church. They ain't turn on the church on TV or the radio. They always a cussing and a fussing. Now, how you going to put them in heaven? See? I know you say, there she go, there she go. Well, I'm just talking about what's left. Huh? What's remaining? What's remaining of the United States after you have glorified and enjoyed the outgoing leader? What's remaining? Things look bleak right about now. Huh? That which is left looks very bleak right now, but I'm here to tell you that God had promised to do something about it, to rebuild it. Didn't I just read it for you? After this, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. Right now, it's in the state of falling down, huh? Terrible state right now. But let me tell you one thing. God is going to return and rebuild. Huh? He's going to rebuild. If you want to be rebuilt, do you want to be saved? Do you want to be set free? Huh? You want something brand new? You want to be new? I know the saying going is make America great again. What you mean great again? You want to go back to slavery? You want to go back to all of this kind of craziness, hatred? Soon as them words hit the airways, we have more the hatred come out the woodwork. So that's the greatness. That is falling down. Well, love should have been built up. Hatred had pulled it down again. So it ain't great. It's worse than it was the first time. Huh? You see what I'm saying? Because people have gotten much more evil than they were before, because time is of the essence. Time is short. It's running out. Jesus is about to come, so the devil got to do all his damage quick, fast, and in a hurry. And, brother, he's doing it too. Men's hearts are failing them because of what's coming on the earth. Huh? Evil has evolved into more evil. Just brought some evilness you never even thought of. So the only escape is Jesus Christ. That's the only escape we got. Now, when you turn away from that, well, Lord have mercy. I don't know what you got then. You ain't got nothing. Huh? You don't have anything. Now, I know it sounds sad and all this stuff. It ain't sad because, listen here, everything, there's a reason. Huh? Even Job, it was sad at the time, but after it passed, what happened? God did what? He restored, didn't he? But he kept the important people for to bring them back the resource. Notice he didn't take his wife. It don't matter. She might have said something crazy. You know, which women do things like that sometimes. She said something crazy. But guess what? God kept her, didn't he? and him, didn't he? So all those children that had left, he still had something that remained. He had a residue. He had something that came out of all of that where he can start over again. All he needed is some ashes. Huh? So Job had his wife, didn't he? And they had a whole lot of more children. So you can believe it. She had a trunk full. Oh, yes, she did. She produced more. You see how God do when it's remain? And you know, I was thinking about other things that happened where God was showing us all the time how he do things. How about the fish and the loaves of bread? Hmm? Now, he take two fishes, seven loaves of bread, or five loaves, whichever one, two different towns, I know it was. But afterward, think about what remained after he fed the multitude of people. Children, men, women. He fed a multitude of people. And all he did was he just borrowed. And what happened? The fish he had, he borrowed. Huh? He didn't go fishing. He just borrowed. He just say, you know, I need that. What you got? What you got there? I need that. Huh? I'm going to show you what can happen out of nothing. And even out of the nothing that you think you are, God has something in you that remains that he can use. And he used that little boy's meal, fish and the loaf. He used it. And when he finished, he done fed all these people. And the little boy didn't lose nothing. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't lose nothing. If you let God handle it, you will not lose a thing. Do you get the picture? After that, he had a basket. He had, oh, my God, about 12 baskets full. Now, that's a lot from just that little bit. Multiplied it, see? Do you get what I'm saying? He multiplied it. That which he have, the only thing you got is what you got left. You got your sanity left, God can use that. Hmm? You may have had an operation of soul, but you still here? Huh? What's left? You just got a little bit of strength. Give that little bit of strength to God and watch him work. Huh? Just give that little bit to him and watch him work. Hmm? That's all you got to do. Hmm. God has always left something. Hmm? Always have left something to remind us, to remind himself of what he promised. Did you hear me today? Hmm? Now, let's see what Zechariah 8:12 say. For the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of the people to possess all these things. Does it sound like you're going to be left out? Just because you look like you only got a little bit left. Huh? See, God trying to tell us today, don't let that worry you. Hmm? Because when you got Jesus, that's enough. Hello? When you got him, that's enough. And you can do what? Survive, people. You can survive with what you have left. Mm-hmm. Do you get it? Huh? Because there's always something left. Hmm? It's like if you hire a lawyer, right? And when he finished pinching off, paying for the paper clips and the paper and the rubber bands. The rubber band costs you more than aspirin. The aspirin in the hospital costs you about $10 for one. And what can you imagine the rubber band that he used, and he used but one, and he charged you what, $150 for one rubber band, and you could have bought a box at a dollar store. You see what I'm saying? Probably where he got it from. But he said, you know, I am suing the people. I'm getting from this place and that place for you this amount of money. I'm getting you $200,000. This is what he say he's getting. But when he finished doing all that, what you got left? You hardly ain't got enough to pay your own rent. See? You have a residue. You have something left. But it's not enough for what you need. So now you got to really depend on God. You say, well, I was depend on God for this case because I'm going to get this big money. Honey, know that dumb people going to slice you up, slice and dice you. And don't forget that the government get its part too. So what you got left? Huh? Don't set your heart on stuff like that. Set your heart on the Lord, because they're going to get theirs if you don't get yours. They'll give you something now. They may give you $2, maybe, to help you out. That'll be about it. See? Now, I don't know if all that legal now. I don't know. I don't know about that. But I know this is what they do. And you don't have nothing left but Jesus. Okay? Well, you know, think about it today. What you got left? You have your sanity? Let me tell you. Ladies, if you got to go through a divorce, if you just got to, you got an abusive husband, wife, whatever you got, don't get up there trying to hold on to nothing. Okay? Don't try to hold on to nothing. Just say, hey, you got it. I got my life. That's what's left. Because I can get more stuff. Do you get the picture? I can get more stuff. Don't put yourself in jeopardy just for stuff. Okay? Because so many women make that mistake. I want my stuff. I want my stuff. Leave the stuff there and God will give you some more stuff. Okay? Because you got your life left. That's what's left. You are the remnant for your family. So now hold on to that. Hey, we going to let Brother Deacon Mike. Brother Deacon Mike,
fall it all to me then, didn't you? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank Apostle Porter for that word. And there's a couple of words that stuck out in me that what she was saying that got me. And when she talked about strength, now two people in the Bible that we think about had strength. Of course, we think about Samson and his strength. And don't forget Moses had strength, but he had a different kind of strength. You understand? So it's different kinds of strength. We got mental strength. You got physical strength. You understand that that all of us have that's inside of us one way or another. And then when she was reading Zechariah 12, it says, for the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit. And all this ties in together because we got to look, what do we have that's going to prosper? What do we have that that's going to provide fruit? Now, in order to get all these things down, we got to have some type of strength to cultivate, to do what we got to do. You got to have some mental strength. You got to have physical strength. You got to have mental strength in order to push your way through the bad times, the hard times, and every obstacle that comes in your way. You have to be able to push through. You know, a lot of us come up short here and there in pushing through. A lot of us can't handle that. You know, so we got to gather our strength from the Lord. We got to gather our strength from the Word of God in order to push through, in order to get through these obstacles. You know, because the Lord is great, and He is to behold. So if you want to get with God and you want to be with Him, you got to learn how to use Him wisely. Let me get to that. And it says, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all these things. But you got to do things to get these things. You got to understand where you're at in all of these. You got to understand what is in control. You got to understand who is in control. You're not. You know, God is in control. Now, but if you let the devil come in, he's going to be in control because you're going to be doing what he wants you to do because you're going to be running around all willy-nilly and you're going to be doing this and you're going to be doing that, you know, which is going against of what God's word is. So therefore, you got to have strength in order to stand with the word. You got to have strength in order to produce the word. See, we all need strength, you know, in some form or fashion. And these are the things that we need to get a grip on ourselves. And we need to take a check on ourselves on, do I have enough strength to do this? Do I have enough strength to be in the Word of God? And, you know, these are the things that a lot of us run into problems with and have problems to do, because the Word of God tells us what to do. The Word of God allows us to do certain things. The Word of God is teaching us and showing us. And, you know, and as I said about Moses had a lot of wisdom, and he had the strength to do what God told him to do. And see, and this is the thing, we got to have the strength and the mental fortitude to get it through. We got to have the mental fortitude to connect with God. See, a lot of times we lose our concentration because something else got our attention, and you know, and this is where we run into problems at today, because there's so many obstacles that we have to jump through. There's so many distractions that keeps us off the Word of God. So we got to learn to cut out a lot of these distractions and keep our minds and things centered on God, to keep everything right there and keep our focus and keep our connection with the Spirit. See, because a lot of times we can lose our connection. And we got to understand that the devil wants us to lose our connection. The devil wants us to be all disruptive in all of this. So let's not be disruptive with the Word of God. Let's not be confused with the Word of God, because a lot of people have a lot of confusion about the Word of God now. And we got to understand that there is no type of confusion. All you got to do is ask your leader, ask an elder, or ask somebody about the Word of God if you don't have any understanding to it, because that's what you got Bible study for, to get some type of understanding. Because a lot of times we don't know. Now, you can listen to a program like Apostles, Time to Talk About It, because we're talking about the Word of God. We're talking about issues in the Word of God that people may have and run across. Because on a daily basis, there is something that you're going to have to run across about the Word of God. There is something that you're going to have to understand that the Word of God, you got to have enough strength and enough character and enough fortitude to continue in the Word of God, because a lot of times people need the strength, people need the energy from the Word of God to continue on. And see, and this is where the strength come in at. This is where you can ground your feet down and anchor down in the Word of God to have that strength to repel all these things and fiery darts that's coming at you. See, a lot of times people can't get around all these fiery darts because they don't have enough strength to duck. You know, so we got to understand where we're coming from and where that's at. And this is what I'm saying to you today, is have the strength, have enough fortitude to continue on, have enough in you to continue the Word of God. And you know what? And one more thing, to continue the works of God. That's the main thing. Can put in the good works. Everyone need to put in a little good works to the Word of God. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That is an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. And Apostle Porter was talking about the residue, what is left. And with all that, you know, one thing she said, the Word of God is what we have left. What foundation will you build on when it comes to the Word of God? Do you believe there's only one true and living God? Because when it's all said and done, man will say what they want. But if you cannot depend on God, depend on that foundation that you was first built on, you got nothing. So today, all I'm going to leave with you is trust in the Word of God and know that when all fails, God is still there for you. He is not the last in your life. He is the first. Remember how you came into him. Remember when you was out there and you thought that you was nothing, and he picked you up, he dusted you off, and created another person within you. That person, that inner man, shined outside. So you know what? We serve an awesome God today. And know that when it's all said and done, you still have God. You still have that Word of God in your heart. Remember, dig deep. I heard it said earlier, a man fall down seven times he get back up. Do we have somebody there to help us up? Or do they kick us down? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Share it with someone. You may be going through something right now. You may think that you in the deepest place that you can't get out. But know that God is light, and darkness is just the absence of light. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Witted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another. Let's pray for our unsaved loved ones. Let's pray for this nation. Sometimes you even need to pray for yourself. Come on upon the prayer line. You can even call in and Blog Talk Radio if you need prayer. If you have a praise report and know that we've been praying for you and you would like to share it, we will be happy. Again, that calling number for Blog Talk Radio is 347-857-3925. So you come on tomorrow. You join us. Give us your praise report. Let us pray for you. You may have a question that you would like to ask the apostle. Please feel free. Also, if you would like to send your donations, you can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. You may want to plant a seed or bless the man and woman of God. Just remember, no donation is too small or too great, and know that the God above is going to bless you. Till then, you be blessed.
much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop
worrying,
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go,
and I can let
God,
let him have,
God
have his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.